The latest hybrid work solutions from HP and the Poly brand. Welcome back to Textonation. I'm Fred Fishkin. Joining us from HP is Director of Hybrid Work Solutions Messaging, Brian Phillips. Hi, Brian.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. New products rolling out to enable versatile work solutions. I'll let you give us a bit of an overview here and the overall thrust of what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, really, the common theme among all of these is trying to get to a better place when it comes to hybrid working and remote working, right? I think in so many instances, the technology that we're using and the workflows that individuals or companies are using are still very, let's call it pre-COVID, rather than meeting a more modern work style where I think expectations and workflows have changed a lot over the last few years. And so really, a lot of these new solutions that are coming out are about delivering better meeting room experiences, better personal experiences, whether you're in a cubicle or a shared hoteling type space in an office or you're back at home. And so it's kind of this host of technologies that are helping to make collaboration more engaging and easy to use and productive no matter where people are working.
And you want once you've gotten used to, you know, a certain quality standard, whether it's in the conference room, meeting room, at the office, you don't want to regress tremendously once you get to another environment, say at home or if you're on the road.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've seen that in particular, let's say in conference rooms, right? Where back before COVID, right, there were, you know, a number of meeting rooms that had video conferencing before, and often it was very much we call the bowling alley view. You get a bunch of little heads on screen. You go, okay, well, this is better than just an audio call. At least I can see people. But then we all went home during the pandemic and suddenly everybody's on a Zoom call or everybody's on a Teams call and your face is just right there and you can see everyone clearly. So then people start going back in the office and they go back in those old meeting rooms with the old technology and they're back to a bunch of little tiny faces and people start going, you know what? I think I would have been better off just staying at home or staying in my cubicle for this video call rather than even bothering to come in the conference room. So that's where a lot of these new technologies are helping to give that what we kind of refer to as the best face forward experience or view when you're in a meeting room. So for example, we've got this new camera that we just announced. It's called the Poly Studio E360. It is a center of table, what we call companion camera, because the idea is we still need that camera at the front of the room that's giving that whole room view, but it's so beneficial to have more cameras in the meeting space. And when you can put this 360 degree center of table camera in the room as part of that mix, and then that front of room camera and the cameras in the middle of the table can all work together to identify who's talking, where are people located, and show everyone in full view with all of the facial expressions and body language. And again, what you would, you know, otherwise get when working from home on a good quality webcam when you're nicely framed up. Now we can kind of get that experience in meeting rooms so that everybody in the conference room is confident that they are being seen, but also for everybody at the far end who is dialed in from home. Now I get this much clearer view of everybody who's in the meeting room, and it really is promoting meeting equity, right? This idea that where no matter where you're working from, everyone has got kind of an equal seat at the meeting table.
And this works in conjunction with maybe a front of the room camera. Tell us about that.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got a whole suite of different video bars. So different devices that can either connect in over USB or they can actually have all of the software running on them, like Zoom or Teams or other platforms that usually sit above or below the display at the front of the room. So we actually, as part of some of these new announcements, have a brand new video bar as well that we're calling the Poly Studio V52. The reason that we actually are launching this product is it has kind of a sister product that's called the Studio X52. And it's what we call a complete video bar that has all of the apps like Zoom or Teams or Google Meet all built in and everything in one device. we saw a lot of customers who were actually buying it and using it just as a USB connected device to plug into their laptop or use with some other computer in the room, because they really liked the video and audio experiences, the AI driven audio experiences that they're getting from that device. So we said, boy, there's really an opportunity here in the market for more of a premium type of USB video bar. We also are very active in kind of the less expensive, very cost effective video bars, but this is really more of a premium experience with those AI-led experiences. So the whole key is you've got one of those advanced video bars at the front of the room that can capture the whole space. They're capturing all the audio. They're using a technology we call Noise Block AI, or another one called Acoustic Fence, to have these AI-driven experiences. And then that camera works with the cameras at the center of the table to automatically use that AI technology to identify where everyone's located and always see the best view of everyone in the room. So that's really how these kind of different pieces of the technology in the room work together to deliver this dramatically better meeting experience.
What are some of the other new product highlights?
Yeah, so we, in addition to that kind of best face forward view, we also are layering on what we call our PolyDirector AI technology on top of all of that, because it's one of the things that we've seen is that it's one thing to have the technology that can identify where everyone is, or maybe identify where the active speaker is located, for example. It's a whole other animal to actually construct that into an experience that the people at the far end really take in as a better experience rather than something that's a distraction. That's why we call it director AI, because it's like you have a film director in the room with you that's making intelligent decisions based on the dynamics of the meeting and what's going on, of who to show at what periods of time, right? So that's where this new V52 video bar at the front with this E360 camera at the center of the table can work together to do that. But we've also seen, especially as now remote learning and universities doing distance learning, or even organizations and companies doing remote trainings, that's become a more and more popular option in this new hybrid working world. So we also saw an opportunity to layer on a new mode called presenter tracking as part of that. So we launched actually a third new product recently called the Studio E60, and it can track the active presenter in a space. So for example, you could put one in a classroom at a university or in a training room at an organization. And even if the presenter at the front of the room likes to pace a lot and wave their hands around a lot like I do, or maybe they want to walk over here and write on a whiteboard, or they want to pick up a model of something if it's maybe more of a biology class, right? They can be mobile within that stage, and the camera's always going to stay zoomed in on them, tracking them no matter where they go in the room. So really at the end of the day, right, it's a lot of new products and it's a lot of technology, but the key is making sure that we're aligning the experiences with different types of collaboration. So that's where in those, I don't know, more mid-sized, what do you think of as a regular meeting room? That's where that center of table camera really comes into play. But when you get into that big classroom, or maybe it's the boardroom where the CEO is going to stand up and give that all company presentation, that's where those more presenter tracking type experiences are really more of a fit. And it's making sure that no matter what type of meeting, no matter what type of collaboration, you've always got this smart AI-driven experience that's making it better for everyone in the room and everyone on the far end.
Just terrific technology. And we should mention, I think that E60 has, what, a 12-time optical
zoom? It is. Wow. Yeah, 12x zoom camera. So very powerful zoom, really, really clear, crisp optics. And so that was really crucial to that kind of use case. If it's going to go in a classroom or that big boardroom, oof, you got to make sure that you've got that super powerful optical zoom to be able to capture everyone clearly. So that is a really key part of that end of the experience. And that's also another example of a camera that can work with one at the front of the room. So I think this is really starting to lead into, I think as we get into the rest of 2024 and beyond, that's where certainly from us, and I think from the industry as a whole, you're going to see so much more conversation about multi-camera experiences and how just, again, that one video bar at the front of the room, which may have been great a few years ago, it's not cutting it any longer for the workflows and expectations that users have. So by being able to put cameras in different spots around the room, that could be from the front, from the back in a classroom, even from the sides, whether outside of the conference table or even coming in from the center and looking out, right? When you can have multiple cameras around the room to make sure that everyone can be seen clearly. And when you can, again, it's not just about the technology and be able to put all this stuff in a room. Really, it's about the art of how you take all those different cameras and you construct them into an experience where people are getting more out of that meeting. That is going to be, again, I think a key thing you're going to be seeing throughout kind of the conferencing and collaboration industry through the rest of this year and beyond.
You know, without the need for someone there physically changing, you know, the cameras as you go along at a conference.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the things we've seen for a long time in video conferencing is that nobody wants to be the person in the meeting room who's in charge, right? I mean, we used to see that back in the days before we had, you know, touch panels, when we had a remote control, and you could sit the remote control somewhere in the conference room, and as people would filter into the meeting room to get ready for the call, that would be like the last seat that was filled because nobody wants to have the responsibility of running the meeting, right? It's okay, everybody, somebody will hit the join button on the touch panel. That's pretty easy. But boy, you go in there and you start messing with camera settings and things like that. And if you're not a power user, a lot of folks will say, yeah, I don't want to be the person responsible for that. So that's where having these AI-driven technologies is so crucial, right? That the technology has to just work. You just hit a join button and it just goes. It's so crucial to, again, increasing this kind of hybrid working adoption. Because if it requires somebody in the room futzing around with a touch panel to make everything work, you've already lost.
Interesting. Now, one of the things I think that sets you apart is the heritage that Poly has in sound. That's really where you made your name, I suppose.
Yeah.
So tell me what your thoughts are about what sets you apart from the competition here, because there is some very good competition out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, going back to, you know, with the headset part of our business, the original moon landing, right, where it was our headsets that were actually being used as part of that experience, right? We go back many, many decades around audio. And we often say that as much as we're focused on, you know, video collaboration, having great quality video calls, frankly, it's the audio that's the most important part, because if the video were to suddenly stop, well, the conversation or the meeting can keep going. If the audio stops, the conversation's over, right? So having crystal clear audio is, in many ways, the most important part of that experience. Now, one of the things that we have seen on our Bluetooth headsets is they've got so much power and flexibility, right? I mean, they've got all these little sensors and controls on these devices to be able to quickly mute the call or be able to pick up or hang up or change the volume. So whether I'm sitting here in front of my desk and a call comes in, and instead of me having to futz around with my mouse and go try to find the app and it, right, I can just hit the button. Or if I need to wander out of the room for a minute, right, I can still have those controls. Now, one of the things that in the past has been required to make that happen is having a little dongle, right? Everybody loves the little dongle. I say that a little bit facetiously, right? Because they're so easy to lose. So if I've got my headset and then right in front of it, I've always got right here on my desk, my little dongle for this headset. So I know if I need to use it, got to plug this guy in. But I oftentimes have, because I'm hybrid. I'm at home sometimes. I'm in the office sometimes. I'd say half the time, I forget that little dongle and I end up bringing the headset and I get into work in the office and I go, oh, geez, all right. And I can still use the headset. I can pair it up directly with my laptop, but I'm not getting the same full rich experience with all those controls. So one of the great things about being part of HP is suddenly we have some solutions to these problems because we've been able to work with our counterparts in the compute side to have a technology that we call Bluetooth Direct that essentially allows your Bluetooth headset to be able to pair directly to your HP notebook without needing the dongle anymore. So we don't have to worry about having something to lose. You can get rid of the dongle, and now you can get not only great, pristine audio quality with the latest codecs directly through Bluetooth to the notebook, but you get support for all those call controls. So you're not losing any of the experience by not having the dongle. So again, I think it's kind of a proof point for how when call it a compute vendor like HP and then a collaboration vendor like the Poly part of this portfolio kind of come together, we can do some really interesting, powerful things. Frankly, I think that Bluetooth Direct is just scratching the surface of that.
And that's coming out enabling some earbuds that you've had on the market already or headsets?
Yeah, so it's supporting some of our existing Bluetooth headsets as well as some new ones that'll be coming up. So it's actually going to start to release in this summer. So mid-summer, we're going to have initial support for Zoom, and then we'll follow on with Microsoft Teams and other platforms after that. And initially with some of our latest generation collaboration earbuds, as well as what we call the Voyager Surround 80 or 85, that are more the over-the-ear style for people who prefer that, and then expanding to more of the portfolio as time goes on.
Just terrific. For more info, where should people go?
Just go to hp.com and you will see the Poly logo right there at the top of the page, and that will take you to really all the latest as far as whether it's headsets, desk phones, which are still a hot business. People think the phone is dead. It definitely is not. We sell a ton of great quality phones, to webcams, to conference room video, and everything you'll find right there.
And the Voyager line of earbuds as well.
Yep, they're all on there as well. We call them the Voyager Free 60s are the latest. They are awesome. It is my go-to when I'm traveling. They're always in my laptop bag. They're fantastic, kind of enterprise-grade earbuds. These aren't just your standard kind of consumer grade kind of thing that sound great for music but aren't so great for calls. They're fantastic for collaboration. So I can't recommend them highly enough.
Very impressive. Well, congratulations on all of the innovations there. Ryan Phillips, thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks so much for having me.